Why do seagulls live by the sea? Because if they lived by the bay, they would be bagels.
You are listening to the It's Not Real Magic podcast. This episode was recorded February 25th, 2023, and published March 4th, 2023. Welcome to the It's Not Real Magic podcast. The question of the day is, what is your favorite thing about winter? I'm Kevin. My favorite thing about winter is after the snow has fallen and you step outside and you go to a park or somewhere where it's not super populated. Maybe it's in your backyard if you are somewhere that's not very dense. And the ground is covered in fresh white snow and there are no birds singing. There are no bugs buzzing in your ear. The world is just silent and still. That's my favorite thing about winter.
I'm Alexander, and my favorite thing about winter right now is the joy that my children find in going outside and playing in the snow and having a grand old time as only children can in a cold, snowy environment.
My name is Jacob, and my favorite thing about winter, I think, is similar to Kevin. It's kind of that fresh first snowfall of the year. It's everything being white and quiet, and usually only up until Christmas. Usually after Christmas, I'm pretty much done with it. But kind of that that newness of you got out of fall and you see the fresh snowfall, and I think that's my favorite part.
And I'm Sean Connery. Some things in here don't react well to bullets.
No, I'm Lucas, and I like Christmas a lot. I also like that in the winter, because it is crappy and snowy and nobody wants to drive anywhere, it is more socially acceptable to just stay home and watch movies and play video games and do nothing and not have to go anywhere, which is what I'm always trying to do all the time anyway. So it works out well.
So Kevin, when you were mentioning your little park thing, it made me think of Narnia.
Yeah.
The kind of Narnia feel, right?
Yeah.
And there's been some times like around our house where we'll have fresh snow and you go outside and it's quiet. Or like you walk on a nature trail or something like that. It's just very quiet and still and soft. And like the sounds are muffled because of all the snow.
Yes. Beautiful. It is. The thing I like about that is it's you don't get that in any of the other seasons. Like a lot of the other things that I like about winter, you usually get more during the summer or the spring or the fall. And so it's like this is one of those things that this is peak good winter to me.
Yes.
I like it when Mr. Timnish shows up with his packages and his umbrella.
Wait, are you referring to the movie or the book?
Both.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out which version is more canonical in your head.
I guess I picture the movie because it's a picture, but he's described in the book as well.
He's also, like for me, I picture the, was it Focus on the Family radio drama?
Oh, yes.
Like to me, that is like the version of Aslan in that, who does that voice, that is Aslan to me.
For what it's worth, that production is almost word for word from the books.
Yes.
So it's kind of one and the same.
As far as the kids playing in the snow, that is fun. I do like that. We've recently been playing Dinosaur, where we're like trying to avoid dinosaurs. Imaginary dinosaurs.
Okay. There's not.
I was going to say, where did you find dinosaurs?
What?
I was going to say, where did you find dinosaurs?
That's imaginary dinosaurs. Oh. You don't use your imagination.
All dinosaurs are imaginary.
What? So are you going to get up early some snowy morning and go out in the yard and make fake dinosaur tracks?
No.
Be so cool.
So you don't have one of the adults playing the dinosaur. It's we're all running from the dinosaur.
Yeah.
Like this is this is Jurassic Park.
It's a CGI
Christmas edition. Later.
Yeah, and if you have to determine if the dinosaur is a meat eater or a plant eater. Plant eaters you can go near. Meat eaters you got to stay away from.
Mm. If you run away from it, can you do it in heels and outrun it still?
Mm. Only in Hollywood.
I've seen it done.
Have you seen the most recent Jurassic Park?
I have not.
The third Dominion or whatever.
I think it's on our list of movies to eventually watch, maybe during the winter, if we remember and find a way to make 2 hours worth of time to sit down and watch a movie that we're only going to mildly enjoy.
We've opted for the strategy of breaking it up across two or three nights.
I hate that.
I mean,
can't stand it.
I used to as well, but now I'm totally accustomed to it. Okay, whatever. We did that with Lord of the Rings. You can't watch Return of the King all at once. It's impossible.
Every time. Yes.
You gotta at least take a break from bathrooms or snacks or something.
I think we watched it over three chunks.
A pause here and there is inevitable, but to break it up, we're like, oh, now I'm going to go to sleep, wake up, go to work, think and do other things, and come back and be like, oh, so where were we last time? I can't.
I have opinions on the third newest Jurassic Park with the Chris Pratt. The Chris Pratt. I've got opinions on it, but I don't want to spoil the movie for you if you haven't seen it, so no spoilers.
So the movie is then notable enough for you to have opinions on it? Because there are a lot of third movies in a series that it's like, yeah, it's kind of like the other two, I guess.
Well, it's Jurassic Park.
Okay.
There's
95% the same plus
as a script because it's a movie, obviously, but there's a formula of right. Jurassic Park movies.
If you were a dinosaur is going to escape at some point. It's going to happen.
After this,
someone's going to get
this. Will never escape.
You could Google Jurassic Park movie starter kit. It would be a very accurate picture. Yes.
And a lot of movies are that way.
You have dropped your phone.
I have dropped my phone. I have retrieved my phone.
See, if I still cared about Jameson editing this podcast and doing a good job, he would be very sad about having to cut all that out. Well, but he doesn't care anymore.
How much are we paying Jameson?
Squat.
I think the credit that he gets is well above even what we would pay.
It's exposure.
Exposure. Where did you get that from?
What do you mean? That's the meme. That's the freelancer meme.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. You're getting paid in exposure for this job. We can't pay you money. Not yet. But, you know, you'll get your name on the project.
Okay. So I saw a video or like a comedic video where someone was using that. I didn't know they were referencing a meme. I thought it was new to them. I thought they were the ones that came up with it. But it sounds like it's already a trope. So.
They could. I don't know who it was. They could have been the ones who came up with it. And then the internet attached onto it. But...
It's just no, the knowing this person that you probably used the
probably.
But anyway, about the internet, I have some questions for you. Not about the internet, but about other things.
Did you get the answers to these questions from the internet?
Oh yes.
Good.
And not all my sources are verified.
Well, that's okay.
I did not. This is as correct as Google is, so you don't have to worry about this being scientific or not. Obviously, if you're a longtime listener of our podcast, a few episodes ago, there was a new game introduced called Order of Swagnitude, in which Kevin led us down a merry chase of questions and answers that was fun, trying to figure out how much things are numerically.
I think you mean if you are the longtime listener of our podcast.
Hey, Dad, if you go back a few episodes... Okay, and so I have a series of questions that is following the rules of Order of Swagnitude. For anyone who does not know, Kevin, you explain it.
All right. Well, the Order of Swagnitude formula works generally like this. The host presents a question, and you go around the table, and everybody gives an answer as to what they think the value of that question is. The question is some numerical amount, generally within the reals. I've not heard of a version of Order of Swagnitude that works with imaginary numbers. If you find one, let me know. Once everybody gets their guess, the host reveals the answer. And your guess is not so much a singular point, but it's a range between some number and a number 10 times that number. So between 2 and 20, or between 80 and 800, or between 0.3
and 3. Of magnitude.
Within an order of magnitude. And if the correct number falls within your range, you win the point.
Excellent.
The game continues until all the questions have been asked, and then you see who has the most points, and that person is declared the winner.
There's winners and there's losers.
There always seems to be more losers, which makes me comfortable.
Well, that's good. So is everyone familiar with the rules of the game and how it works?
Yes, but I'm curious as to what these imaginary numbers are, because this sounds like something from Calvin and Hobbes.
No, kind of like imaginary numbers, complex numbers are an actual mathematical concept, but it's, for lack of a better explanation than I can give it this time. It's a number in two dimensions, not one.
I think as we play this game, it's going to be revealed that I find ordinary numbers complex enough.
Correct.
I don't need complex numbers.
You do not. Most people don't.
Okay. Now, do we want to set up any sort of like someone has to guess first, second, and third on these, or is it just popcorn? Whenever you think you've got the number, you just. Or you have to think of it in your head and like set your answer in your head.
You have to set your answer on your own process. And then when we all reveal what our answers are, then it's like, Oh, you two are way off.
So if someone's in the range of, like, you know, 50 to 60, and then someone comes in with 50 million, they're like, oh, whoa, I was way off. I think you get funnier answers if you have to set the number in your head first.
I definitely think we have to commit to our number prior to being influenced by anybody.
I will be influenced. So right. Could I not be?
Do we need to get, like, paper for all of the contestants?
No.
It's an honor system.
I just type it out on your phone and then just hold it up to the camera.
Round one will go in order of most hair to least hair. Round two will go from least hair to most hair. Just keep going back
and
forth.
Head hair or top of head hair or body hair?
Okay, we're going to start the game here. Order of swagnitude.
And then halfway
through,
the
warm-up question.
Shave my head so I can
Here's the warm-up question. This does not count for anything. This is just so that everyone knows what we're doing. So here's the first question. I apologize. This one is kind of long. In response to the COVID-19 pandemic, dramatic global reduction in the economy activity occurred as a result of the social distancing measures meant to curb the virus. These measures included working from home, widespread cancellation of events, cancellation of classes, or moving in person to online classes, reduction of travel, and closure of businesses. In March 2020, it was predicted that without government intervention, most airlines around the world would go bankrupt. United States Secretary of the Treasury, Steven Mnuchin, told Republican senators the United States unemployment rate could reach 20% if no government action was taken. Almost 3.3 million Americans filed for unemployment in the week ending of March 21st, 2020. Nearly five times more than the previous record set in the 80s. The Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, also known as the CARES Act, was an economic stimulus bill passed by the 116th U.S. Congress and signed into law by President Donald Trump on March 27th, 2020, in response to the economic fallout of the COVID disease. What was the total dollar amount of funding for the CARES Act? Correct answers only.
See, because this is mean, because this is something like, okay, we should at least, like, known about this.
if you lived in America, if you lived in the world in 2020, you should know about this.
Mm-hmm.
So we will Kodiak the free pass.
I said the problem is that I do know about it. I wasn't paying close enough attention to figure out what the dollar amount was at the time. And so I'm trying to extrapolate based on, okay, what do I think the number would be based on what it was trying to do? But I don't even know enough about it to know the details of how, like, the mechanics of how it was supposed to provide economic relief.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to make up some very fun numbers today.
I'm just offended that you came onto my gun-toting Republican voting podcast and implied that coronavirus is real.
Whatever you say, Rogan.
Hold on, I'm going to do some psilocybin. I'll be right back.
What was it? What's the...
Oshkosh bagosh?
No, is it ashwagandha? No, not... Ashwagandha is like a vitamin or something. What's the...
Oh, you're thinking of the horse worm.
No. That's ivermectin. That's different. I listened to a podcast about this. Aaron Rodgers does it. I can't remember the name of it now.
Well,
we still got to figure out your guess.
This is the practice round, so who cares? Stop overthinking it. Okay, tell me if I have this correct. If I want my ceiling to be 3 trillion, what is my floor? 300 billion?
Correct.
Great, I'll go with that. 300 billion to 3 trillion.
Let me think. I'm going to shoot. I'm just going to say, assuming 1 million targeted businesses, which is probably too low, at $50,000 per business gives you, what, 50 billion? So I'm going to say 20 to 200 billion.
Wait, this was more than just the PPP loans. This is the whole kitten
the
caboodle,
whole,
right?
What did you
CARES
say?
Act. I thought the
PPP.
The Payroll Protection
Payroll Protection Plan?
Yeah, we'll go with
that. Was that part of CARES or was that something separate?
Oh, it was part of the CARES Act, and it made my life a living nightmare.
Yeah.
Okay, my number's going to be way too low then. That's fine.
So what was your number?
What was your number, Kevin?
He said
20 to 200 billion.
20 to 200 billion.
So for some reason in my mind, I don't know why, I thought it was like a 1.7 trillion package, which seems extremely high.
No, I think you're in there.
For some reason, that's the number that sticks in my head. It's probably something else that was 1.7 trillion that I'm confusing this with. So to get that number into about the center of that range, I need to guess, like, basically what, like 1 trillion? No, I can dial that back.
Well, 1 trillion would be 1 trillion to 10 trillion.
Right, and I don't need to go as high as 10 trillion.
Right.
So I basically want to dial it back to where my high end is 4 trillion.
Okay.
So then you have 400 billion as your low end.
So yeah. 400 billion to 4 trillion.
And you were 300 billion.
Yeah, we're thinking along the same
and you're length. 20 million?
20 billion to 200 billion, okay. Which is going to be way, way too low, but that's okay.
The correct answer is $2.2 trillion. So, Alex. Ooh, and
that was actually kind of close.
And what's your face?
My face.
The kid over here. Lucas.
Sean Connery.
That was the warm-up round. We're not tracking points for that one. That's just for fun. And so it begins. This is the first real question. The game begins. In Newark, New Jersey, in 1941, Forrest E. Mars Sr. established M&M's Limited, and M&M's plain chocolate candies were born. M&M's becomes the first candy in space when they are chosen on the first spatial shuttle mission and astronauts include them in their food supply. In 2018, we saw Crunchy Mint chosen as the flavor vote winner, beating out Crunchy Espresso and Crunchy Raspberry. According to a University of Texas paper, how many M&M's are produced annually?
This is M&M's globally, right?
Sure.
Not in the U.S.?
I think they're all made in the U.S. No, they're not. There's probably
some individual pieces of M&M.
They're produced. I thought they were harvested from the M&M tree.
That's only in Willy Wonka.
Oh.
They used to be, but they switched to using synthetic M&M trees nowadays.
It's GMO. GMO.
GMO M&Ms.
GMO M&M trees.
G-moms.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to vary widely, I feel.
What comes after trillion?
Quadrillion?
I think it's easy. This is how I'm going to do this from now on. I'm just going to set my ceiling, and you guys tell me what my floor is.
Hold on. I haven't come up with
divide
my answer
by 10.
Yet.
I haven't decided. I'm trying to figure out what process to even use to start to get a gauge of where I want.
You
got to
use your gut. How many you've eaten M&Ms?
How many M&Ms do you have in your gut? Use that many.
You like peanut butter M&Ms? We've established.
Yes, but there's still. But anyway. No, whole other topic for a whole other podcast or previous podcast.
I didn't realize this, but this is a great callback to earlier episode when we tasted M&M's.
I thought that's why you put this in.
That's why you put it in, yeah.
I was just thinking of something that's a really big number that you can't figure out.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Kevin, how close are you to an answer?
I'm running the numbers right now, so give me a second.
I can give you a method.
Quick maths.
I can give you a method. 8 billion people in the world, right? How many M&M's does a person need every year?
Just multiply. That's what I'm figuring out.
Yeah.
M&M for everybody. We can feed the world.
There you go.
My numbers are going to be... This feels way too low, so I might have to pad this estimate, but that's okay.
Are you all ready?
No. I'm trying to think about how many grams there are in a pound. I'm just going to say about a pound is what, 2.2 kilograms?
If you say so.
So
I don't like that I have to wait for guys to do math.
I'm estimating... I'm trying to figure out how many grams does an M&M weigh, and I'm thinking maybe 2 grams, but that's got to be way too low, right?
I honestly have no clue how much M&M weighs.
That was not what I researched. You did for this. You did not include the weight of a single M&M. And I assume that would be a single original M&M. This is taking into account all varieties.
I don't know.
There's a huge... If we are talking just the regular crappy ones or all the varieties, they're far better.
I'm assuming all the varieties.
Okay.
I think that the weight of an M&M is probably 0.91
A pound
grams.
Is less than a kilogram. It's 2.2 pounds to the kilogram. Okay, I got my number.
I have a number as well.
All right. Number. How many M&Ms are produced annually?
Okay, my ceiling is 1 quadrillion.
1 quadrillion?
So my floor is...
100 trillion.
There you go. That's way too high.
Dang! That's a lot of whatever it is.
That is a lot.
That's a lot of things.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say 10 trillion to 100 trillion.
10, 12.
I was going to go 500 billion to 5 trillion. Is that the... Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The correct answer is 146 billion. Okay. I think you were all sky high.
We were all sky high.
We really like M&Ms, okay?
100 trillion?
That'd be...
Like the U.S. debt is like 22 trillion.
Yeah, so but dollars are bigger than M&Ms.
Here's the thing, right?
We still couldn't.
I'm trying to think, like, how many people in the world eat M&Ms?
Yeah.
Right? And so I'm assuming
at least four
or at least four
occasionally
on occasion. Right. So I'm like, okay, let's say 1 billion people eat M&Ms, right? Because you got 330 Americans. So you just need to find like 600 million people somewhere else in the world that eat M&Ms and you're up to 1 billion people, right? But if that were the case, then it means like everybody's eating like 100 M&Ms a year. of the people who eat M&Ms. So that number cannot be right.
So far, the score is everyone has zero.
Correct. Hey, I got the practice round, though.
Which doesn't count by definition.
We will move on to our next question. A commercial airliner will travel at about 40,000 feet above the ground. According to the International Air Transport Association, what is the total number of domestic and global airline flights worldwide in 2021?
Gee whiz.
Global domestic flights.
Domestic
worldwide.
And global. Basically, all air travel, entire world, 1 year.
Anytime a plane took off from an airport.
Well, apart from military.
Yeah, I guess. That's
true. I assume that would not. Like, you said this is for the FAA? Or
International Air Transport Association.
International Air. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Neither did I, but Google did.
And I will probably forget about that by the time we've done recording this podcast. And I'll be reminded about it when I come back and listen to this podcast. But that's good information to know. Thank you. I don't know if it's going to change my guess.
This is difficult.
Yes.
2021, though, right?
2021.
Okay. I think we're all trying to figure out how many flights per day, and then just
times
that
just
times
by 365. Well, I was trying to figure out how many planes there are.
I was going
to
say, I'm thinking, how many planes are there, and how many times a year do they fly?
Are there enough planes to have this many flights per day that I think there might be? I'm ready.
I'm almost ready.
This does not include helicopters.
Thank you.
What?
I don't know. What. Again.
Right, I've got it. I got my number.
We got one in.
I'm good, yeah.
You got two in.
I know my formula. I have to talk it out to make sure I get to the right number.
Use a calculator on your phone. Oh, you got to talk it out. Okay. So why don't you go first?
So I'm just picking a number of how many flights per day in the world.
Mm-hmm.
With all that airspace, I was thinking like 10,000 flights a day.
Okay.
Okay. So then I'm going to take that by 365, and that's going to get me to...
3.6 million.
3.6 million?
3.65.
Okay. So... that would be that many flights. And so then to hedge my way around that, I basically need to dial it back to, you said 3.65 million?
Yeah.
So if I guess 2.5 million, that gets me from 2.5 million to...
250 million.
250 million. I'm okay with that.
Or no, 25 million.
Yeah.
Oh, 25.
See, yeah. I thought I did the same strategy, but my 10,000 flights per day might be high. So I'm going to hedge my bet the other way. I think it's over a million. So I'm going to say 1 million to 10 million, because I don't think it's more than 10 million, but it might be less than 3.65.
So you thought 10,000 a day too?
Yeah.
Amazing. Kevin, what did you do?
You're scientific.
Did you figure out the weight of the planes and how much they could...
Well, it depends how many fat boys is on there.
I estimated, just again shooting wildly from the hip here, how many planes are there in like active service for local and domestic flights? And I'm guessing... 100,000.
Oh my.
Which feels a little bit high, but the world is a big place, and there might be enough airports for that many planes. And then, okay, so how often does an active plane actually fly? And I'm going to guess maybe 300 times a year. I don't know. So when you multiply that out, that gets you to somewhere like, what, 30 million? 100,000 times 300? So I'm going to go 5 to 50 million.
5 to 50 million.
Okay, now... before we find out the answer, one thing that I was thinking is it possible that we fly in America far more than the rest of the world, right? Because I can think of, well, how much should we fly here? And then be like, I have no idea how much they fly in India, right? Or right. China,
well,
or anywhere else.
So there, America has two things going for it. One, it's a wealthy country. And two, it is a large country geographically. Like
right.
You have a lot of people who have reason to...
You don't need to fly in Austria.
Right.
Ride the train.
Right.
Right. And so I think that's maybe where this number is going to come in lower than closer to Lucas's guess. And I'm going to be like, oh, I'm an idiot. And then we're going to find out, oh, no, there's way more planes in America than I thought. And Kevin was right.
Yeah, because so, Kevin went with 10 times more planes than you and I did. So we're vastly different approaches here.
All right. The total number of domestic and global airline flights worldwide in 2021 was 22.2 million. I believe that is a point for Kevin.
That is a point for me.
And only Kevin.
I totally forgot what I even guessed.
You were 1 million to...
No, that was me. You were 3 to 30.
I thought it was 2.5 to 25.
Either way, you were short,
right? I don't even remember.
What, 2.5 million to 25 million?
Yeah, I thought that's what.
Then
I
you're
said.
In there.
Then you're in.
You're in.
Yeah. Like, oh, you're right. I went too low.
Yeah, because I was higher than you.
Yeah.
Okay.
My estimate of 30 million was not terribly far off.
No,
actually.
It wasn't. It was pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Next question. This one. I'm realizing now that you guys are trying to math this out.
Mm-hmm.
Where I think it was just, it was going to be some more swag, just like wild guesses.
I mean,
but.
And then get laughed at for my hideous answers?
So now this one's really going to bake your noodle.
Okay.
Oh, crud.
If you were to drive a car around the equator of the moon, which is a distance of 6,786 miles, driving at 60 miles per hour, it would take you just under 5 Earth days to travel around the equator of the moon.
Okay.
Driving at 60 miles an hour. On Earth, which is about 25,000 miles, it would take you just over 17 days to travel around the equator of the Earth, driving at 60. How many Earth days would it take you to drive around the equator of Jupiter, traveling at 60 miles an hour?
Give me the numbers for the moon and the Earth again.
The moon is just under 5 days.
Okay.
The Earth is just over 17 days. So now we're going around Jupiter, which I think it's impossible to drive around Jupiter because it's gas.
Yeah,
so that's not.
But you never run out of gas.
This is theoretical, obviously.
Oh. Musk will try and do it.
You have to get there first, and I don't think we've solved that.
42 days, final answer, Regis.
He's 42 to 420.
I hope you did not just go look that up on your phone.
No, I was coughing.
Okay.
So he's got 42 to...
You shouldn't cough on your phone.
42 days to 420 days. Or is that your ceiling or your floor?
Oh, that's how much I think it is. So I guess I'll do 30 to 300. Beautiful.
30 to 300. Okay. So a month or almost a year?
Almost a year. Well, 10 months.
I'm going to say 100 to 1,000 days.
100 to 1,000. Okay.
See, I was thinking along the same lines of Kevin, but I was like, what if it's less than 100? So I'm like, I think I want to go like 50 to 500 days.
50 to 500.
50 to 500.
Here's the thing. Like, Jupiter's diameter, is it really 100 times more than Earth? I mean, it could be. It very well could be.
Space is big, man.
That number doesn't feel right to me, but it's space. And
like from Earth,
the numbers are just made up out there.
You can't see Earth. Like, it's crazy. The looks I'm getting across the table.
Is that true?
Well,
it makes some sense.
All right. The total distance around Jupiter is 272,846 miles, which is just under 190 days. I believe you all get a point.
Yay.
Whew. It helps when you give us so much math that we can work with to start.
Yes. All right. Next question. Does anyone know what the strongest muscle in the human body is?
I want to say it's the tongue.
It is the tongue. It's a series of muscles around the tongue called the masseter, which is used for chewing. Strongest muscle for its size.
Okay.
Does anyone know what the biggest muscle in your body is?
Is it the glutes? The gluteus maximus?
It's the gluteus maximus.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh. The hardest...
I know my tongues and butts.
The hardest working muscle would be your heart. It pumps out 2 ounces of blood every heartbeat. Daily, the heart pumps
not that much.
At least 2,500 gallons of blood, which is like...
Oh, that's a lot.
A pretty, like, mm-hmm. Size of a room container. How many heartbeats, on average, does a human heart beat in a lifetime?
Wait, didn't you just give us the answer by giving us the numbers?
Nope. He gave you the volume. I don't think he... Did he give us the number of times per day a heart beats?
Oh. Wait. What were the numbers you gave us?
You're right. You could sit down.
We could be here all night. Lucas is doing advanced algebra.
No. I've got my number.
I do want dinner at some point.
Can you repeat the question?
How many heartbeats on average does a human heart beat in a lifetime? This one you could probably math out, right?
Yeah.
Did you think about what's the average
pulse? Are we allowed to calculate out and make this go faster as opposed to sitting here trying to run numbers?
It's swagitude, you know.
I'm gonna swag it. It's fine.
I'll give you a couple minutes. So everyone's got their number.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going 1 to 10 million.
1 million to 10 million.
1 million to 10.
5 mil to 50 mil.
I guess I was thinking like 100 million. So I guess that's
100 million to 1 billion.
Sure.
A human heart on average will beat 2.5 billion.
What? Darn.
I did my math wrong.
What was Alexander's guess?
I was
100 million
to 1 billion.
1 billion. Okay. So yes. You're all
so
short.
We all with.
I think I know where I went wrong. What's a normal resting heart rate?
It depends on
who you are.
Because like it can be anywhere, I think, from like I think 40 is low.
So, say, whoa, but like 60, 40. But 60 to 90 beats per minute, right, will probably get you.
Okay, I used 80 for my for my mathematics, so I must have messed up somewhere else.
Oh, probably.
Well, current score, Alex and Kevin lead with 2 questions right, and Lucas has 1 question.
Plus the bonus, plus the practice one.
Next question. Why do seagulls live by the sea? Because if they live by the bay, they would be bagels.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Hold on. What was the heart? Sorry, go back. What was the heartbeat number? Sorry.
2.5 billion.
Oh, I forgot to multiply by 365 for a year.
That would do it.
That's what I did. If I'd done that, I was pretty close.
Missed it by an order of magnitude.
Yeah.
You missed it by that much.
You missed it by a couple orders.
Sadly, there are more than 150 bird species that have gone extinct over the past 5 centuries. How many bird species have been identified?
Criminally!
How many cards are in Wingspan?
That's my picture.
I saw.
But you're cheating. You're looking at my screen.
I don't know.
No, fairly no, I set it up. The answers. That... He's in last place.
That's true.
There's what, like 11 to 17 species of finches in the Galapagos Islands. So if you just multiply that out,
how many Galapagos?
As you're driving around Jupiter with.
Oh my gosh! Like species of birds.
Now I got my number.
In the whole world.
In the whole world.
The whole identified world.
Oh, okay.
Kevin appears to be fairly confident.
Yes. I don't think my number is right, I'm confident in it.
We got 2 answers in.
I'm ready.
All right. How many bird species have been identified?
400 to 4,000.
Okay, gotcha.
50,000 to 500,000.
What?
50,000.
I was saying 3,000 to 30,000.
Correct answer is 11,000.
Dang it.
You were low. You were high. Alex is eats. Oh, sorry.
He also played the most Wingspan.
That's true.
Yeah, because that
what
totally
what was that number again?
It says 11,000, more than 11,000.
Okay,
sweet.
That feels really low to me.
How many eggs have been produced in all the Wingspan games globally?
Okay, I knew that was a joke because you didn't have a 3 paragraph lead up to it.
If it's the Standard & Poor's 500, or simply the S&P 500. Is a stock market index tracking the stock performance of 500 large companies listed on stock exchanges in the United States. Market capitalization is the amount of money it would cost you to buy every single share of stock a company is issued at current market price. What is the total market capitalization of the S&P 500?
What the crap?
I'll rephrase a little bit.
I don't understand the question, and I won't respond to it.
Essentially, what are the 500 biggest companies, at least in America, some of them global, some of them are not global, 500 biggest companies in the world, add up all their values. What's that number?
All their stock values.
All their stock values.
Okay, I think it's fairly easy to guess because you're just going to go something so absurdly large that I couldn't even find a way to make a logical assessment.
Well, because here's the thing. You might think, well, I'm going to pick a number that I think on average their stock is worth and multiply by 500. But I'm sure there is a very big difference between company 1 and company 499.
Yeah, there is a very big difference between those two.
Like the top...
I believe the top company is Apple.
But it's probably a...
And I thought about giving you guys the Apple number, and then you have to figure out the other 499.
But then the calculators are coming right back out, and away we go. All right, once we guess, can you give us company 1 and company 499?
I think I know company 1. I don't know company 499.
Can you just pretend you know company 499?
Sure.
Thank you.
Subway. Eat fresh.
I'm picturing exponential graph as you get towards the top, probably.
I think what would be interesting is a second two question of what is the value of Apple? Because I think even that would be varying widely.
Yeah. I'm not going to do any math. I'm just going to guess. That's a new strat. It's been working out so well for me.
Okay. I got my number. I'm a happy man.
Kevin is a happy man.
But hold on. I need to walk back both of those answers.
Kevin is unhappy and unsure of his number.
I think I'm good. No, I don't know if I'm good.
Christmas cards.
Okay.
All right. I have my number.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
Still not a happy man.
What is the total market capitalization of the entire S&P 500?
I'll go first so I don't get influenced by these two because they've locked in numbers and I'm just shooting by the hip. I want my ceiling to be a quadrillion.
Quadrillion.
Quadrillion. So your lower limit is 100 trillion.
Let's make it 25 trillion is my floor.
So then 250 trillion is your upper limit.
Great. The 25 trillion is your floor?
Yes.
Okay, good.
25 to 250. I'm taking 200 trillion to 2 quadrillion.
Gotcha.
Trillion's a really high number. So I was going to just, yeah. I was thinking like, just give me 1 trillion as the base, and then that jumped me to 10 trillion as my top end. Gotcha. So 1 to 10 trillion. 1 to 10
trillion. The correct answer is 33.5 trillion. So I think Lucas gets the point.
Let's go.
Lucas gets the point.
I think Kevin was high. Alex was low.
Just barely, too, because I went 25, right?
You went 25. It was 33. Ooh. Now, I believe, so think of the whole pie as 33.5 trillion. The biggest piece of that pie is Apple at 2.2 trillion.
I would have guessed Apple at around 2 trillion. That's what I was using for my baseline metric, but I missed the fall off when you got down to the 499.
And then company number 500, which just came on recently, was Subway Sandwich Shop, valued at only 150 million.
150 million market cap, that's it?
So how many Subways could Apple buy?
You already have the...
How many Subways would it take to buy an Apple?
Could they buy all of them?
All right.
They make the $5 footlong $5 again.
Okay.
That ain't coming back.
Your eyeball stays... Your eyeball?
Which one?
Which one? Either one. Stays the exact same size from the moment you're born to the day you die. It does not grow or change.
Unless you get LASIK.
How many of the 10 million different colors...
No.
Just kidding. How many times do you blink in a year?
Okay, you got me with that one. How many times do you blink in a year? Okay.
Oh, gosh. Okay. It's tricky because now I got to figure out a number, then multiply it by another number to get to the number that you're looking for.
I figure I'd figure out, like, I wonder how many times you blink in a day. I'm like, no, that's too small. Do it by year. And just think, while you're thinking, you're racking up blinks right now.
I am racking up blinks. I'm actually racking up more blinks now because you're making me think about it. Thank you for that.
Oh, shoot. I forgot you sleep sometimes.
You're not some awake 24 hours.
Maybe you do.
Is that just one long blink?
Does that count as one?
Although, if your number is correct, it won't matter because it'll still be within an order of magnitude. Because it'll be at most off by like a factor of like a 3.
You said blinks in a lifetime? Blinks in a...
In a year.
In a year.
I could throw you off with this number. The human eye can detect 10 million different colors.
There's 10 million different colors?
Apparently.
And we know there's 10 million because that's all our eyes can detect, and we counted them.
I got it. I locked it. It's ready to go.
He's got his answer.
Got my answer.
I'm stalling for time because my brain isn't working very well today. Most days, actually.
How many neurons are in your brain?
That one I don't know either. Okay. Well, fine. I guess I'll talk my answer out loud then. And you guys can listen to my brain work. Trying to figure out a blinks per day boils down to how many blinks per minute. I'm guessing most people blink probably, but at least once every 10 seconds. So that'd be 6 blinks per minute. Okay.
Yep.
But 6 blinks per minute, you're dealing in how many blinks per hour? 6 times 60 or 6.
Right. It would get you to 360.
360. And then how many times did it?
Times 24.
Again, like you sleep some of the time, my guesses are probably off, and I'll fudge my magnitude either way. So, what's that math?
24 times 360.
How many hours are you saying? 24 or less than that?
I'm just going by 24 because I know I'm going to pick a number and then I'm going to back that down.
Okay.
To get in my swag.
So take 20 because that makes the math easier and go 360 by 20.
Okay. So
that gets you to what? 7,200?
Yeah, 7,200.
Times 365.
Does somebody want to do the math for me on that?
Well, so round that to 400 and drop your 200 off of your 7,000. Just go 7 by 4.
You're at about 2.6 million. 7,200 by 365.
2.6 million?
Yeah. Right. My estimate would have given you 2.8 million.
Okay.
Within an order of magnitude.
So basically,
that's the point.
If I guess a million, I get between a million and 10 million.
Yes.
I would be comfortable there.
Okay. That's it. Your pick.
Okay. Then I'm wicked low. I said 300,000 is my floor, so 3 million is my cap.
That would be it, yes?
I'm going 500,000 to 5 million.
We all share this one little section in the low millions.
The correct answer is the average person blinks between 14 and 19,000 times per day. That is 6.1 million in a year.
We blink a lot more than that, though.
6.1 million.
So you're good because you're in the 1 to 10 million range.
Yes.
I was low.
You were low, Kevin.
Big sad.
I did the same math Alexander did, but I said we blink once a minute. And then I was like,
Blink once a minute?
After he started to give his answer, I'm like, oh, shoot.
Very dry.
I'm like, way more than once a minute.
The math ends up then.
My head hurts thinking of just blinking only once per minute.
Does anyone here own a barrel?
Yeah, I got one in my backyard.
You can go over Niagara Falls in a barrel, but approximately 28% of the world's fresh water, the world's surface fresh water flows over Niagara Falls. 28%. About 90% of the total water flows over Horseshoe Falls and 10% flows over American Falls. How many gallons of water flow over Niagara Falls in one day?
Why do you do this?
This is like Lake Superior.
This is like Lake Superior all over again.
Water.
So I just kind of ignore the question until you're done with your little diatribe. And then I ask you to restate the question.
Just read it from the beginning just to spite him.
How many, what's the ratio of Stanley Nichols to Schrupp bucks?
Yeah.
Same ratio of unicorns to leprechauns.
We're looking for gallons over Niagara Falls.
In a day.
In a day.
24 hours.
Okay. I'm good.
Oh, you got it. There you go.
Thinking. Yeah, I'm good.
He's got it.
I guess I'll be good as well.
Well, why don't you give me your number then?
My floor is going to be... this is Lake Superior all over again. My floor is going to be...
Would you like to see a picture of the falls?
I've looked at several, actually, in the last couple of weeks.
Actually.
Yeah.
You what?
I recently looked at them on Google Earth and stuff.
Are you planning on going?
Do you guys just like spend your afternoons just looking up things on Google or something?
Mine was for role play.
Oh, okay.
Okay. 300 trillion is my floor.
So
3 quadrillion is your upper?
Sure, why not?
Okay. That's a big number. Big number.
This is gallons per day, right?
Gallons per day.
Okay. 10 to 100 million.
What? Oh.
10 to 100 million. Okay. Yes.
50 to 500 million.
The correct answer, well, I'll do this for it's 44 million gallons a minute.
Wow,
44 million gallons. 44 million
gallons. Wait, so that's almost a million gallons a second, bruh.
So it is. The correct answer is 63 billion gallons,
bruh.
Per day. So you were way too high.
He was way too high.
Trillions.
Oh my goodness!
But you two are both low, so no points given.
Did I say million? I meant billion. I must have missed.
I believe you did say million.
That one, was the one that boggled my mind. I'm like, dang, that is a lot of water.
That is a lot of water.
So much water.
There's so much water.
What question number was that? Where are we at?
Right. 8, I believe.
Oh. Current standings: Alex has 4, Kevin and Lucas each have 2.
I'm really gonna have to kick this into high gear to catch Alexander.
Not originally founded by Elon Musk, but he now runs the show. Tesla vehicles are known for their amazing 0 to 60 time, their all battery power, and not being able to withstand a stainless steel ball bearing thrown at the driver's side window. How many Tesla vehicles have been sold from 2013 to 2022, a range of 9 years?
Hey, it's not real magic callback. I like it. How many Teslas have been sold in the past 9 years?
I got it.
Someone's confident in their answer.
I got it. I got a wrong answer for sure. I might have.
All right, I got it.
Yeah, how many Tesla vehicles have been sold from 2013 to 2022?
My floor is 400,000.
400,000 to 4 million, okay.
Yep.
I'm going to say 2 to 20 million.
I was going to say 2 to 20 million.
You want same ranges?
Well, that's what
the number is.
Like, independently, we came up with that.
The correct answer is 3.6 million. I think everyone gets a point. Because you were 2 to 20.
Wait, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you were 300 to... No, wait. What were you?
Wasn't I 400 to 4 million?
Yep.
Yes. 400,000 to 4 million. Yeah, you're good.
You all got it.
Yeah.
So that was a wash.
I think it was a wash. At some point, I heard that they had sold like 2.7 million. And so for some reason, 2.7 million Teslas sticks in my head for some reason. So that's where I got to that. Because I'm like, yeah, that's good enough.
See, I was over here thinking, okay, so how many Teslas do I see on the road? Is it possible that maybe 1% of all Americans have owned a Tesla at some point? Like, okay, so if it's not that, then it can't be really any higher than this.
Sure.
The human body is made up of 200 different cell types, each with a unique structure, size, and shape. Each type of cell is adapted to perform a specific function. For example, a red blood cell are adapted to transport oxygen around the body. Muscle cells are adapted to enable movement. Adipocytes or fat cells are adapted for fat storage. Neurons or nerve cells are adapted to transmit nerve impulses. On average, how many cells are in a human body?
It's going to take a lot of zeros for this one. A lot
what
of
was
zeros.
Question? On average, how many cells are in a human body?
I have my number.
What's a cell?
What was the name of the fat cell?
Adipocytes.
Adipocytes. I thought it was going to be like, how many adipocytes are in your mama's behind or something like that.
Your mama's so big she can't even spell adipocytes.
It doesn't, but I was going to let it go.
Your mama's so fat, her middle name's adipocyte.
I have my guess.
Lucas.
What's, how many cells we got? Is that the question?
How many cells?
The freaking lot, dude. Like,
yes.
Like, what's the order of swimming?
How many gallons of water?
I'm done going first, but that means I have to lock in an answer. Shoot.
I can lock
in. This number's too low. But how low is it?
The thing is, I've guessed high a lot, but you have to guess high on this one.
You know, I'm just going to multiply my answer by 1,000 and call it good.
Wowzers. Lucas, do you have
I don't know where to begin.
I would suggest begin with something that has a lot of zeros and then add it a zero and make that your guess.
Do you want me to give you the secret?
How come he gets the secret?
The true reward was the friendships we made along the way?
No. You want the secret to this game.
What at?
Think about if you're unsure, you want the widest possible range.
Yes.
If you pick something that's, let's say, if you pick something that's between 1 and 10, that gives you 10 possible numbers.
Yes. Unless my floor is already too high, and then I just look like an idiot.
No. Just think about it. 1 to 10 gives you 10 possible answers.
Sure.
9 to 90 gives you 81 possible answers.
Sure.
It's a much wider range.
So what you're saying is if I go
a whole magnitude,
400 quadrillion, I basically can't lose because one of those...
No, I'm saying guessing things in one or twos, probably not worth it. Do something that's 8 or 9. Like 900 million. So now you've got 900 million to 9 billion. That's a huge range.
Yes, but 1 billion to 10 billion is a huger range.
Maybe.
Okay. I'm ready to make a guess.
But do you have a guess made?
Why don't you tell us your ceiling and floor?
My ceiling is 25 trillion.
Ceiling is 25 trillion.
No, sorry, my floor. 25
floor is 25 trillion. 250 trillion. Gotcha.
4 to 40 quadrillion.
Okay. I was vastly lower than either of these yahoos. Because I was even thinking like less than like 10 trillion. Because I was thinking I was saying 10 trillion as my top and going 1 to 10 trillion. And I was like, I think I even wanted to go lower just in case it doesn't reach a trillion. So that was my original.
You can't change
my
it.
My original thought was 1 to 10 trillion.
Correct answer is 37 trillion. Lucas gets a point.
I'm the best.
Now I'm very sad that I multiplied my answer by 1,000 because I would have been right in there.
You would have been right in there.
I've been right in there. So Lucas gets a point. Does anybody else get a point? Or is Lucas the only correct one? Okay.
Hey, that's real good because I was going to make my floor 40 trillion and then I said a trillion is so much. So I backed it down.
Hey, bada bada, swing, bada bada. In 1993, we saw the release of both The Sandlot and Rookie of the Year.
And you're Lucas.
Bob Stedman. The question I have for you is this. How many major league home runs have been recorded since the start of the MLB in 1876?
Sorry, what?
Well, they play like 500 games every season.
How many major league home runs have been recorded since the start of Major League Baseball in 1876?
Total home runs, MLB, all time.
All time.
Okay.
This is not factoring in the juicing era, steroids. Those are
all included. Is this regular season or including postseason?
I have no clue.
It's MLB, so it's got, I mean, it's still MLB.
Well, but like if hockey, the superior sport to all other sports, keeps their records separately from regular season to postseason. So like if somebody's the all-time leader in goals, it doesn't count anything they ever did in the postseason. So that's why I'm curious, like, if this was accruing regular season or postseason as well. The way it's stated, I would include postseason.
Sure, you can include postseason.
So add another 10% to my guess.
How many games are in a regular season?
162 per team, currently.
There's probably like 30 teams or something?
Sure. Currently. But I feel like if you go back to a certain point, you can say, okay, the first 100 and what was the starting year?
1876.
So say the first 70 years of the league has 10% of the overall home runs. And then as we've figured out sports, we've been able to hit the balls a lot further, is my guess.
And you also move the fences in closer.
Pitchers don't like it, but, you know, fans love it.
This also does
not. Yeah, the pitchers don't buy the tickets.
And then you're also including things like, you know, more teams, more games, more home runs kind of thing. So I think it's probably a scale that, you know, if you look at home runs by year, it's gone up.
I got it. It's locked in.
Substantially.
It's in the steel trap.
Oh, okay. Home runs, lifetime. All right.
Got two answers. Do we have a third?
Let me think about this because I have a number, but it feels way wrong. Let me think about where I know where I went wrong.
Multiply
it was a lot of places. I know one place where I went wrong. I'm good now.
All right.
200,000 to 2 million.
200,000 to 2 million.
Wow.
100,000 to 1 million.
Okay. The correct answer is 318,000. I think everyone gets a point.
Sweet.
Now, the American League has just a 2,000 home run lead.
Interesting.
Wow. That's close.
Very close.
It's rigged.
Big news.
Wow. The American League has the lead over the National League? Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Doesn't the National League make their pitchers bat?
Yes.
So that's your difference right there.
Pitchers suck at batting, man.
They do. Or at least at hitting home runs.
Haven't they changed that recently to where now both leagues are running the same
I don't think
rules?
So. It's baseball.
Oh, okay.
They'll
bring in a robot umpire before they change that. I don't know. I don't follow baseball because it's an inferior sport to hockey.
See, I was actually just expecting you to say that's not even a sport.
At the top level, it is a sport.
Okay. You concede that it is a sport. It's just inferior.
Vastly.
Okay. So, now I need... Okay, next podcast idea is we need Alexander's sports tier list.
It could do it. It's pretty one-dimensional.
I apologize. I was not paying attention. That was the last question.
That was the last question.
I have the final score of Alex, 6, Lucas, 5, and Kevin, 4.
Hey, those match the numbers I have.
I didn't lose.
What happened?
You did lose.
You won.
No more questions?
Oh. I can give you a fun bonus tiebreaker question if you'd like it.
Break the tie with myself.
But will it actually be fun or will it be like the other questions?
It'll be very much like the other questions.
Sure.
Seeing as you went to all the work of prepping this, allow me to ignore one more question.
Well, I could save this for
future.
For the next time we do.
You can save it for future next time.
I'm invited back.
Right now, it's the only thing between me and a donut. So let's either do it or not do it.
Me and dinner.
What is the average number of lightning strikes worldwide every second?
What?
Every second? Every second.
Every second.
Worldwide lightning strikes. So
wait.
In the second I just said that.
I got my numbers.
So you take all the seconds and all the lightning strikes and you average it.
Like for every that 1 second right there, how many times did the lightning strike Earth?
But it's not even across every single day. It's the average.
Sure. The weather isn't
like
average.
On second one, there might be 10, on second two, there might be 20.
Sure,
but they average out to 15.
At any
but here's
point.
The thing, the world is a big place, so at any given time, there's probably a thunderstorm somewhere.
I would say there's probably a lightning strike here in a second,
yeah,
at least one.
At least one.
That crazy. So
I suggest you do it, you know, a whole number.
Yes,
okay. Well, it's a bonus question, so here's my thinking out loud. I'm just coming up with a random guess of 1,000 strikes per second. On average. So then to hit my range in where I want it to be, I'm basically going to guess like 500 to 5,000.
Yep.
That's what I have written down, 500 to 5,000.
My goodness, we are weird.
I think 1,000 is pretty high. But yeah, it's all just being in the range. So I'm gonna say this. Maybe you guys are too high. I don't think you're too low. So I'm going to sneak in under you and say... 200 to 2,000, and that way if it's in the lower hundreds, I get it and you don't.
It's 100. You're all too high.
Dang it. My strategy was correct. I just didn't commit hard enough.
That's a lot of energy still.
How many, and I've got
surely tons. We I'll were much too high.
How many volts are in a lightning flash? This is a range. So it's 100 million to 1 billion.
That would have been low.
Volts.
A lot of volts.
So why are we creating solar panels and wind farms when we should just be harnessing lightning?
Because lightning doesn't play nice. And you have to get the lightning.
Neither does the ocean, and
you
we manage
to
cross that.
You have to get the lightning
to
go to where you're trying to harvest it. Or send something into the lightning to then harvest it.
There is a place, I think it's in South America, maybe you came across this in your study. It's called like Lightning Mountain or something, or Lightning Lagoon. I think it's Lightning Lagoon. It's like this lagoon somewhere, I think it's in South America, that for some reason, just the geography of the area, lightning storms find their way there. So it has way more lightning strikes than anywhere else in the world annually. Just build something there that captures it.
Because energy cannot be either created nor destroyed, therefore you don't want to grab that much lightning.
But I want the energy that exists to be put into the furnace in my house and not just zapped into the ground.
I would love the energy that exists to be put in the furnace in my house right now.
I think you would love for anything to be working in your house right now.
Yeah.